Here's somebody that wants me to bother someone because he has Crohn's disease. That sounds hilarious. I don't even know what Crohn's disease is. I'm going to Google it. It is a type of inflammatory bowel disease that may affect blah, blah, blah. I don't want to click on it because it might show me pictures. Okay, yeah, that sounds hilarious, making fun of somebody with a medical problem. This is a request from Chris. Chris wants me to call a guy named Robert. He's the manager of a Chipotle. He says, I would like you to call him as corporate and tell him that he's been fired because of the fear of being sued. The reason being because he has Crohn's disease and his daily intake of their food makes him high risk of a wrongful death. Lawsuit, I guess. If he gets smart with you, say, just because you have a damaged asshole, sir, you have no right to get smart with me. He also sent me a list of other random information that may be of help. The list includes he drives a Chevy HHR Black, which is a lady's car, apparently, he says. He has a girlfriend named Jacqueline who has huge tits. That's important to know, I guess. Number three, he is a bitch boy. That is 100% truth, he wrote in parentheses. He has a tattoo with Arabic letters, which is very stupid. Chris says, not me. I have no problem with Arabs. It tells me which high school he went to, tells me which trade school he went to, and gives me the phone number and the address of the restaurant. Okay, this sounds like a horrible prank to do, so let's do it.
Thank you for calling Chipotle of Cali. How can I help you?
Hello, is Robert there?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
All right, just a moment.
Okay.
This is Robert speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Robert. This is Roy from the corporate office with Chipotle.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know we're definitely, I don't know if they've talked with you about it already, but we're going to have to let you go. You're not going to be able to work here anymore. We are going to give you 2 months severance, though.
Okay, what for?
Well, it's just, you know, you have that Crohn's disease, and we feel like our daily intake of food makes you a high risk for wrongful death. So it's probably just for the best that, you know, we let you go.
I mean, it really doesn't affect my overall eating at all. I don't understand how that would have anything to do with...
Yeah, but, you know...
It doesn't affect, because my disease, because I'm so young, is, like, in remission, that I don't have an issue.
Yeah, but, you know, just in case. We just got to be safe. We got to cover our bases here. You know, we don't want any trouble from you.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, that isn't real fair to me, though. Because,
yeah.
I mean... I don't have a problem. I've worked with your company for years.
But you know, we're cutthroat business people here. This is the corporate office, and you know.
Yeah, I understand that, but like I said, I've worked with this company for years, and I haven't had any issues. And I'm actually moving up the scale here at this restaurant.
Well, not anymore, because I think we're gonna make your last day this coming Wednesday.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Here. Talk to my GM real quick. He's on the speaker.
Okay.
Hello, this is Alex speaking.
Hi. Is Robert incapable of handling, you know, tough situations at the restaurant? Is that why he put you on?
No. May I ask who's speaking?
This is Roy from the corporate office. Roy Gerbel.
What corporate office?
From the Chipotle corporate office.
And what's your employee ID number?
31337.
Sure. And what was the issue?
Oh, I was just trying to let Robert know that we're going to have to let him go because of his Crohn's disease.
And
his last day there is going to be Wednesday.
Wait, I don't understand. I've never heard of anything like this happening before.
Oh, yeah. We're going to give him two months severance, so it's okay. But, you know, we're just worried that, you know, our food isn't very good for people, and if he's eating our food, that makes him a high risk for a wrongful death lawsuit, and we don't want that. We don't want any trouble
our
from Robert.
Our food isn't good for people?
What?
Our food isn't good for people?
Yeah, I mean, we don't tell the public that, of course, but come on, we all know it.
What's your first and last name?
Can I
speak to your supervisor?
I'm the only one here right now. Everyone's gone. It's the weekend. My name is Roy Gerbel, though.
And what department do you work in?
Well, I'm in the corporate office in public relations.
No, but what department?
Public relations.
Are you sure you work for Chipotle?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm at the office right now.
So why haven't, I mean, why isn't this coming from, like, my team director or, I mean, I've worked for Chipotle for over 5 years, and I've never had a situation like this happen before.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have to run it through the team director or anything. I don't know why he put you on the phone. I was trying to talk to him.
He
had to be a bitch boy and put you on the phone, like he can't handle it or something.
And what did you just say?
Did he run off to the bathroom crying or something?
What did you just say? What's your first and last name?
What happened to him? Where did he go?
You were speaking completely out of line.
Oh, I can talk however the fuck I want, because I'm with the corporate office.
Sir, what's your first and last name?
Remember that one time, a long time ago, you asked me what my first and last name was, and I told you Roy Gerbel? Oh my god, are you just as inept as he is at running this place? What is wrong with you people?
I will call the police and file a harassment charge on you.
Who's been harassing anyone?
Unprofessional. You are harassing me.
Well, you can't call the police on your boss.
Sure I can, if they're harassing me.
I'm not even in the same state as you. So what are you going to do? You're going to have the police drive here and get us?
File harassment charges and sue you for harassment.
You're not going to sue me for harassment?
You can't speak to me like this, nor can you speak to my employees like this.
I can speak to you any way I want, you motherfucker.
What?
You heard me. Look, we have word here, we've been sent cell phone pictures. It's not just the Crohn's disease. We know that he's a terrorist or some. He's got Arabic letter tattoos on his body. And
what are you talking about? Who is this?
I'm talking about Robert. Robert has Arabic tattoos. Make him.
How do you spell your last name?
Make him show you the tattoos.
How do you spell your last name? Are you incompetent?
Say, Robert, pull down your pants. Show me your butt cheeks. Let me see that Arabic. I just got called incompetent.
Boy, this is Robert speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Robert, listen, just because you have a damaged asshole, you have no right to get smart with me and put that other guy on the phone.
Hold on 1 second.
What? Why are you laughing? He's hitting the trace button. Great.
Hey, man, who is this?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
Here's the thing, Roy. You guys wouldn't be calling a corporate office because the corporate office would include your guys' Chipotle employee service.
Take me off speaker. I can't hear anything you're saying.
You're not speaking any Chipotle lingo whatsoever, man. Like, there's nothing about what you're saying that's true at all.
What lingo?
Not to mention how the language you're using, too, just doesn't make any sense, man.
Hey, it doesn't make sense in your little world, but in the corporate world, we can say whatever the fuck we want, man.
Yeah, dude. I just don't believe.
Are you guys that slow in Austin Town that you don't have anything better to do?
Yep, we're that slow. All right, well, I'm glad I brightened up both of your days, and I'm glad we all think this is hilarious, and it's a great joke, and you guys approve. And teehee.
I mean, it's not that it's a joke, man. It's just there's nothing professional about.
Well, it's a joke, so it's not supposed to be professional.
Well, who is it?
Who is what?
Who's speaking on the phone?
Well, I can't tell you that. That's part of the joke.
Dude, I swear to God, if Craig puts you up to this, man, I swear to God, I will come down there, and not only will I have the asshole problem, Craig will have an asshole
problem. And all the snake I've gone? Motherfucker.
Yeah, I dare you. You go ahead and come down here, and both me and Craig will kick your ass.
I'm going to kick Craig's ass. Do you know, fuck, listen, dude. It's funny now, but, dude, it wasn't funny originally, dude. I was, like, fucking devastated. I'm like, I've got cats to feed, man.
It wasn't funny to you, but it's pretty funny to me.
That's some pretty serious shit, dude.
Hey, wait. Would you say that I'm
gonna go back on grill?
Hey, but happy Halloween! I'm glad I was able to scare you and stuff.
Yeah, happy Halloween, asshole.
I just got hung up on.